This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. You know, Dianne Feinstein, whenever she does her assault weapon bans, she gets the latest copy of the Gun Digest, which is a softcover book, which is essentially just a lineup of all the guns available from all the manufacturers, and goes down and looks at the pictures for the scary ones. That's literally what she used to do when she would design her assault weapon ban, which always stays in the top of her desk in the drawer marked crisis not to let go to waste. Because she's always coming out with this. Her claim to fame, by the way, is that she was in the San Francisco City Hall when Harvey Milk and I think somebody else, another government official, were gunned down by a guy with a revolver, which, interestingly enough, she would leave intact with her assault weapon bans. So, we have these predictable calls to do something from the predictable people that we predict are going to predict to call to do something. And here we have Feinstein trotting this thing out. She has 20 fellow Senate communists. I'm not going to call them Democrats anymore. Do we have to? I don't even want to give them the nice little softy socialist tag. They're communists. The 20 fellow Senate communists, and they announced today the reintroduction of a ban to bill to ban so-called assault weapons. And those bump stocks, too. We got to get rid of the bump stocks. Specifically, she's looking to ban 205 different weapons, including the AR-15. A semi-automatic rifle that was used in both the attack in Las Vegas, the attack in Texas, and also, coincidentally, in the defense in Texas. And she also targets specific gun accessories, including the bump stocks used by the Las Vegas concert shooter. Let me make one thing very clear to everybody listening to me. If he had not been using a bump stock, he would have killed more people. Believe it. The M16, M4, AR-15 platform is too light to accurately pull the trigger on it in fully automatic fire. Automatic weapons are not meant to be precision instruments. They are keep-your-head-down instruments. Typically, you would call it suppressive fire or grazing fire or whatever kind of fire. If it's grazing fire, you're going to aim a little lower than knee height, so that means they got to crawl really, really slow. Suppressive fire, you want them to stay behind whatever it is while you call in the airstrike. Whatever you want to call it, the M16, M4 / AR-15 platform is not the weapon for fully automatic fire, prolonged automatic fire. So getting out there and talking about, well, with the bump stocks, he killed fewer people. Because I still haven't heard how many people he wounded. Has anybody heard how many people, if they wound, what is it, 877-807-4048, is that right, Jason? He'll tell me later. That's the call in. If anybody's heard the number that have been wounded, 877-807-4048, I want to know how many people were wounded, not how many people were hurt. But how many people were wounded? Because I believe after that crowd of people separated and that those initial volleys going out, I don't think he was hitting anybody. I haven't heard how many pieces of brass they picked up yet. There's a lot of opaqueness to that investigation. But that doesn't matter. Feinstein wants to ban them anyway. Feinstein didn't know they existed, though, till November the 4th. November the 1st, excuse me. October the 1st. I'll get it right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not knowing all the details. The bill exempts weapons used for hunting and would allow anyone who already owns one of the proscribed guns to keep them. So you see, Feinstein is actually she's a coward. All of you gun grabbers, you are cowards. Because if you really want to do what you want to do, I think you go do it. This idea that you're going to get out there and grandfather all this stuff in there, you're going to have to ban us from being able to repair them. And we've already been down this path before, people. I have a gun right now that is at Boyd's Gun Stocks. It is a Ruger Gunsight Scout rifle. Bolt action, 308. It is a lovely rifle. And it would be as dangerous in the right hands as any semi-automatic. And I intend to make it my hands the right hands. Magazine fed, oh my God. And it's already said it, the 10 rounds you guys love. But you know what? Magazine capacity doesn't matter. It's a little, you know, it causes a couple of, it's sort of annoying. I got to carry 3 where I would carry 1. But it doesn't matter. So, by grandfathering what's out there today, that means it's completely ineffective. It's not going to change anything. And it's not going to it's not going to stop a single crime. If they ban them, it's not going to stop a single crime. If they ban them and confiscate them, it's not going to stop a single crime. That's the part they miss. And because that's not the goal anyway. They say the goal is to do something about gun violence, and her proposal certainly counts as something. It's a waste of time. That's what kind of a something it is. It's still a thing. Still a thing that could be done. By the same token, we could, all these churches that are looking at their security right now, we should be applauding them. We should be applauding them. If some of these veterans of a church, or they're in church, or you know, law enforcement that are in church, if they want to strap up and go in there like they're set up for combat, they're going to protect the faithful. They're going to give out a message to those that would attack them. You're doing that at a big risk, buddy. We should be applauding them. Feinstein admits that what she's doing is useless and ineffective. She said, we're introducing an updated assault weapons ban for one reason, so that every mass shooting with a military-style assault weapon, the people will know that a tool to reduce these massacres is sitting in the Senate ready for debate and a vote. That's the big issue right there. They're always ready to debate, and they always want to have a vote. But that's all just theater for you folks. It's theater for her voters, her constituents, everybody there that goes after it, everybody that's against it. It's theater for all of them because it's going nowhere. We've already done it. We already know that the FBI has already given the statistics. It did nothing for crime those 10 years it was in effect. It's not going to do anything to stop these horrific attacks, and that's not the point. But at least she's honest about it. This is all based on emotion. Combat is not something where you get emotional. And there's already laws against killing people. There's laws against killing people by any way you can imagine. So this guy was breaking a law when he parked his car and he got out and started shooting at the church. He knew that. It didn't matter if he took dynamite to it or if he took AR-15. It didn't matter. Feinstein, that she is a purely political creature. This is a purely political endeavor. And this is meant to score points with the very vacuous do something crowd. And in about 3 days, this will be off the front pages. And we'll see how stalwart they are, because if it's a good idea today, it'll be a good idea in 3 months when we haven't had a mass shooting. Yeah. So, and maybe in 3 months we'll know a little bit more about Stephen Paddock, which is still, you know, is still making me wonder. Still making me wonder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish it would. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I saw more evidence today that the broken clock is always correct twice a day. Let me set the stage for you. Trump's nominee to oversee the Department of Veterans Affairs from the Pentagon, yesterday he said it was insane that an American civilian can buy an AR-15 assault rifle, his words. This was during a nomination hearing before the Senate Committee on Armed Services. New Hampshire Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen asked Dr. Dean L. Winslow, the nominee to be Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, whether someone like the Sutherland Springs, Texas church shooter Devin Patrick Kelly should have received a dishonorable discharge instead of the lesser bad conduct discharge. Now, the Air Force admitted Monday that if it failed to report Kelly's misdemeanor domestic violence conviction to the NIC system, they potentially allowed him to obtain the weapon he used to shoot members in the First Baptist Church in Texas. That's not potentially. You did it, Air Force. You did that. The armed forces are required to report misdemeanor assault convictions to the FBI, which would have restricted him from purchasing a weapon. Somebody in the chain of command, and this would have happened on the company level. It starts at the company level, goes from there to battalion, then probably there to whatever the, and I don't know what the structure is in the Air Force. So all of you Air Force guys, if you're listening, I don't know. So I'm going to use the Army setup, which would be company, battalion, brigade, division. And then from the division, it goes, it works its way all the way up to the Pentagon, where from there they would tell the FBI. Well, they didn't do that. And he was able to buy four guns over that period of time, 1 year, since his discharge. Or since his court-martial, excuse me. So, after answering that the problems that allowed Kelly to obtain a firearm legally represent a single-point failure and is a tragic error in the system, he went further to comment on gun laws. And this is what I like about eggheads. They just can't answer the question. You know, that's the thing. They just can't answer the question. And this, by the way, is a guy that's been nominated by our president. I hope he hears this. I hope Donald Trump Jr. is giving Donald Trump an earful on this one, because Trump's sons are very pro-Second Amendment. But he said, I'd also like, and I may get in trouble with other members of the committee, just to say how insane it is that in the United States of America, a civilian can go out and buy a semi-automatic assault rifle like an AR-15, which apparently was the weapon that was used. You're taking a couple of terms and conflating them. There are semi-automatic rifles and there are assault rifles. Assault rifles, okay, are rifles that have a selector switch on them besides semi-automatic. They also have a fully automatic selective position on their switch from where they're flipping from safe to fire to full automatic. Calling a semi-automatic rifle an assault rifle is a contradiction in terms. It's a contradiction in terms. I'm waiting, and listen, I'm not looking forward to this, but one day somebody's going to commit one of these mass shootings with a Ruger Mini 14, which is always spared in the assault weapon ban language because it doesn't have the cosmetic features that the AR-15 has. It doesn't have the bayonet lug, and it doesn't have the pistol grip, and it doesn't have the telescopic stock, and it doesn't have the vertical foregrip and all these other things, the quad rail and the flip-up sights. It has none of that stuff. It just looks like a rifle that takes a magazine. What are they going to say then? Because that's one of the chosen rifles that is okay to have. But the problem is that every rifle, every handgun, as far as whether or not they are assault-worthy, every handgun in the United States today, with the exception of the Glock 18 and some of the other the Beretta MK93, fully automatic pistols, every other semi-automatic pistol is the same thing that we field in combat. The M17, the new SIG P320 that's now the M17, the difference between it, the P320 and the M17 is that it has a safety, because it has to have a safety. And other than that, it's the same weapon. But they're all military grade. That's what the founders wanted you and me to have. They wanted us to have military grade weapons. Right now we don't. We're failing the founders because we don't have military grade rifles. But that's all beside the point. The Maverick interrupted him. John McCain. He said, I think that's an issue not so much for this committee, but elsewhere. Dr. Winslow, I don't think that's your area of responsibility or expertise. I told you the clock could be right twice a day. McCain pledged in a statement Monday that the Senate Armed Services Committee will conduct rigorous oversight of the department's investigation into the circumstances that led to this failure to report the conviction to the FBI's database. You better look all over while you're doing that, Senator McCain, because it's not just the armed services, although I suspect there's more than that than we know about. A lot of these states fail to report everybody that should be going into the NIC system. So that system is only as good as the information presented to it. Without the information, that system is like a, well, it's like my iMac was yesterday. Now, anybody that was listening Monday knew that I was having a whole lot of trouble with my computer, which is an iMac. And Tuesday morning when I got up, I did not want to have that same trouble. So I had to completely wipe everything off of it and start all over again. And that computer at that time was like the NIC system. It had no information in it to run, so it didn't know what I wanted it to do. The NIC system is subject. It's subjected to the quality of the things reported to it. If it's reported to it, I guess it does a fairly decent job. I don't know. I haven't had to go through a background check since I got a concealed carry permit. I like saying that because I'm hoping that one day as we're driving, you know, somebody will be driving down the road, one of the, maybe Shannon Watts will be driving down the road and she'll have that scanner's moment where she, you know, she gets overloaded. Like in the movie Scanners with Michael Ironside when he overloads the other scanner and his head implodes. That, but I shouldn't really care. I shouldn't want any ill will to go to Shannon Watts, should I? You betcha I should. That lying, she's out there talking all kinds of stuff, and then you got people like Alyssa Milano saying, Shannon Watts just said, thanks, Shannon Watts, that way we know. Sometimes I just want to grow my hair back again so I can pull it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, while the predictable chorus, the choir of gun control is out there singing, and they're singing the same old tune, which is basically, we want this, but we know it wouldn't have changed anything. In this case, in the Texas case, it was a good guy who stepped in and disrupted the kill pattern of the shooter. And once again, we're hearing the cries that the good guy with the gun should have been disarmed as well. If Mr. Welliford had been inside the First Baptist Church, the killer could have been blown away, and we might not be having this conversation. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton pointed out what should be obvious, that we don't need more unarmed potential victims sitting like sheep in what amounts to be a gun-free zone. Which is, I mean, that's an epic response coming from any elected official, but, you know, it's not. Coming from the Texas Attorney General, it's not a big surprise. He was on Fox News with Brian Kilmeade, and he said the response should be more law-abiding citizens rather than more gun control. And he pointed out that there were numerous laws already on the books, including laws against murder, and the attacker violated those laws without hesitation. So adding another gun law, I don't think, would in any way change this guy's behavior. He also added, it's not clear to me that the attacker wasn't already prevented from having a gun, given his history in the military. What ultimately may have saved some lives is people that were outside the church that actually had guns that might have slowed this guy down and actually pursued him. So I would rather arm law-abiding citizens and make sure they can prevent this from happening as opposed to trying to pass laws that would prevent law-abiding citizens from having guns. for those, you know what, I know that a lot of people look at guns in a church and think that's some grotesque oxymoron. I get that. But in the right hands, it is a tool of God protecting innocents. I know if somebody had been into church with a gun, they would have stopped him because we've already seen this. We saw it 10 years ago. We saw Gene Assam, a volunteer security guard at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. She had easy access to a gun that she was carrying when Matthew Murray entered the east entrance of the church, and he began firing his rifle. Murray was carrying two handguns, an assault, a semi-automatic rifle, their words, an assault rifle, and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, although I very seriously doubt that. He had that on his person. Sam, who worked as a police officer in downtown Minneapolis during the 1990s and is licensed to carry a weapon, had one handgun, and she shot and killed Murray. Had she not done so, more than the two that had been killed at the church that day. So once again, where the armed citizen is present, loss of life is kept below 3. 2 others have been killed by Murray at the youth mission school in nearby Arvada. New Life senior pastor Brady Boyd said that Assam's action saved the lives of 50 to 100 people. She was 42 years old back then. She was on security duty. She waited for her moment, like Rob Morris and I were talking about the other night. She was picking her moment. She was stayed hid, and she inched toward him while the worshipers were going the other way. She waited until he got close enough, and then she popped out, aimed her pistol, and fired. Ambush tactic. Murray dropped to the ground. Oh, he had a backpack with 1,000 rounds of ammunition. Listen, if those, whenever you hear about a gunman with thousands of or hundreds of rounds of ammunition, if they're in boxes, they're worthless to him. Having a bunch of ammo in a box, if it's not a magazine in a gunfight, is worthless. You got to sit there. If I'm ever in a gunfight, I hope the guy brings one magazine, and as soon as he goes down to try to reload that hurley, I'm just going to take my time and ease on around to him and pop out when he turns around. Assam said, "I just prayed to the Holy Spirit to guide me. I give the credit to God. This has to be God because the firepower he had versus what I have." Talking about Murray. As they say, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. In places like Sutherland Springs and San Bernardino and Orlando and other mass shooting sites, the slaughters of the innocent could have been cut short by someone with a gun to disrupt. One widow. From San Bernardino noted, Amy Wetzel is the widow of San Bernardino shooting victim Michael Wetzel, and she is applying for a concealed carry weapons permit. During a recent interview, she speculated that the outcome of the San Bernardino terrorist attack could have been very different if someone had been carrying a concealed gun. She said, "What if someone in that room at the Inland Regional Center had a permit to carry?" And of course, let's not forget young Nick Melly at Clackamas Mall 5 years ago. This happened in December of 2012, right before the shooting in Sandy Hook. This was at Clackamas Town Center in Oregon. The shooter pulled out his weapon. He stole the weapon from the back seat of somebody's car, I think his friend's car, and he popped it out and said, I am the active shooter and I am here. Promptly killed two people and wounded one and started thinking he was walking through the Target-rich mall, came upon Nick Melly. Now, this guy was not exactly what you would say was familiar with the manual of arms of the AR. So while he was having difficulty with it, Melly took out his weapon and took aim and didn't shoot because he was afraid of hitting a bystander. But the shooter saw this and ran away, and then he ran into an access hallway and shot himself. And how do we know how many lives Nick Melly saved? We don't. Because it's probably countless. So, Nick Melly, Gene Assam, shining examples of the armed citizen showing up. One had to pull the trigger, one didn't. Same outcome for the shooter. And lives are saved. Mr. Welliford saved every life that was still alive in that church, because this guy probably would still be shooting if he had not had that pattern disrupted. We know that these killers choose what they think are gun-free zones, like in Umpqua and Aurora, Colorado. We know that. So, yeah, there's evil in the world. Yeah, that's always been evident. It's been evident ever since Cain slew Abel. Disarming the law-abiding to prevent this kind of a killing is like trying to fight drunk driving by making it harder for sober drivers to get a driver's license. The last thing we need are more gun-free zones populated with a bunch of unarmed targets. We do need more people able to defend themselves. The lawmakers in Alexandria, Virginia, if they had not had that armed detail there for Steve Scalise, they'd all be dead. So, we're going to see some more hand-wringing over all of this on what we must do to stop this violence. How about we learn the lessons that we see in places like Alexandria, Clackamas Mall, New Life Church in Colorado Springs? It gets taught 2,000 to 6,000 times a day here in the United States in all kinds of places. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is for a good guy with a gun to sit there and disrupt him and engage him and, in the right circumstance, kill him. We'll let, I'm not worried about the judicial process on that one. I'm pretty sure I come down as a winner in that, if that's even a thing to consider. I don't know. But I do come down to somebody that saved lives. That's what I want to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Everybody knows that this current clamoring for gun control, sensible gun control legislation, is not about gun control, right? You know that. And don't get me wrong, they'll take whatever they can get. They really want to do away with the Second Amendment. Steven is right about that. They want to ban all guns. I'm correct about that. They want to make our constitutional right to bear arms gone. But that is not what is advancing the current narrative. No, this is division and deflection. That's what's fomenting the current gun control narrative. By getting out in front of the narrative and the facts, the leftists are attempting to secure the high moral ground. And they alone, of course, care about these victims. Republicans, by deduction and assertion, are responsible for the deaths. That's an absolutely despicable political ploy, but sadly, we need to come to terms with the fact that nothing is below the left. Nothing. Within minutes of the church shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, Chelsea Handler tweeted, "Innocent people go to church on Sunday to honor their God, and while doing so get shot and killed. What country? America? Why? Republicans?" Now I understand why Chelsea's no longer in the show business. She's given up her Netflix show to become an activist. It's because she doesn't speak English. Has to be. It's almost nonsense. Then Barack Obama stated in what is being described by the media as a solemn tweet, "We grieve with all the families in Sutherland Springs harmed by this act of hatred, and will stand with the survivors as they recover. May God grant us all the wisdom to ask what concrete steps we can take to reduce the violence and weaponry in our midst." They're trying to frame the narrative that they are the good guys. We who stand in defense of guns and gun rights and everything else, we are the killers. We enable the killers. Neither the merit of their subsequent proposals nor the merit of our argument in opposition will mean a hill of beans. Because perception, and they believe the perception they're trying to craft, is going to become reality. But then there's the real reality, which I'm not even sure if that's a grammatically correct phrase, the real reality. But, you know, that's evidenced by this shooting and Steve Scalise's shooter and Rand Paul's attacker and almost certainly the Las Vegas shooter, that the divisive narrative itself and not guns is what's motivating these almost exclusively leftist shooters to target those they've been convinced by the media are the enemy of the people. How can they not be justified if Republican policies are killing people? There's a school of thought out there that an underlying narrative is being planted by the media that is a precursor to 2020. Trump's election has created a division among the people, and the country's only hope is repudiation of hate and restoration of love and being solemn. That's the narrative they're trying to craft. And look for the left to stoke even more division and for its media acolytes to lay said division at the foot of the Republicans generally and Trump specifically. I do not honestly think, I think they've abandoned all pretense of working to craft an affirmative message and an appeal of votes. Assume that there is no other tactic they're not prepared to advance to re-secure political power. This is division and deflection. And this is even not the deepest depths of the leftist, Democrat, communist playbook. Let me read to you a quote. Rob Morse put up on Facebook, he put up his self-defense gun stories podcast. And he got a comment about the church shooting. And I, you know, to be honest with you, I would love to be the one that, come on, load up so I can use you. There we go. This is coming from Slow Facts WordPress. It's very simple. Evil people will do evil things. Crazy people will do crazy things. Stupid people will do stupid things. Any solution to this problem cannot involve making it impossible for good people to do good things. When you tell all the people, good, evil, crazy, and stupid, to leave their guns home, only the good people comply, leaving the crazy, stupid, evil people as the only ones armed. That's not a solution. That's just crazy, stupid, and evil. Like I said, I wish I'd said that. But whoever this person was, he is 100% absolutely true. His name at WordPress, he is Frank from Florida. So, they know the figures on how many times self-defense happens here in the United States. They know. The leftists, the grabbers, the communists. This has nothing to do with your safety. It has nothing to do with gun control. It does have a few things to do with with this idea that they're trying to set the narrative. Communists are always in it. They're always in it for the long game. They're always in it for the power. They're always in it for they want to run your life. They want to tell you what to do. Ultimately, let me tell you what their end goal is. They want all of your money. They want to have single payers so they can determine how long you're going to live. They want all of your money while you're alive, while you're working. And then when you quit working and try to retire, they're probably going to try to take that too and give you some sort of a stipend, some sort of an annuity. You won't have a retirement program. You won't have any of this or any of that. And they can't get that unless you're disarmed. But I will tell you two things that I do believe. I can see two instances where the whole dynamic changes. If they try to ban guns, if they do actually do what I say they should own up to, if they say, we're banning guns, not just some, ban them all. We know what you want to do. You'll look at hunting rifles before long, you know, those scope rifles like the Savages and the Rugers and the really nice rifles that I'm only just now really beginning to appreciate for what they are. They'll ban those because those are sniper rifles. All guns are dangerous, right? They'll ban them. And then we'll go to war. That will start a civil war. Or the other way that happens would be if they try to unseat Trump. I do not think. And there, if you want to see some collusion there, that's where you would find some collusion. Because the establishment Republicans and the establishment communists, I mean slash Democrats, they are in collusion with this because they think if they can get rid of Trump, that that division... Yes, I will post that. It's Rob Morse's blog. It's slowfacts.wordpress.blog. But I'll put it in there. Or it's on his Facebook. It's also on his Facebook. So anyway, but having said that. Yeah, if they try to unseat Trump, we'll just go and deal with that, won't we? So tread carefully, communists. We're all watching. You get nothing. How you like that? You get nothing. Nothing! Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.